Raven Show.
With you everywhere you go.
The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Yesterday was our Star 99.9 Michael's Jewelers acoustic session with Rachel Platten at the Orange Ale House Grill and Burger Bar.
Yeah, she was awesome. What a great time. Great experience. It was a lot of fun to just hang out with her and talk with her. Definitely had fun hanging out with her.
Yeah, Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. So we do this thing, or I should say I do this thing. Raven is not into it at all.
I don't endorse it, but I agreed to keep my mouth shut.
Because it's a funny bit. We do this interview before they hit the stage, and every time I randomly find a way to work in a question about Justin Bieber, no matter who we're interviewing, just because I've learned that people don't like to talk about Justin Bieber.
Well, I mean, plenty of big artists don't really consider him to be a real artist. I mean, they acknowledge the fact that he can play some instruments and he's kind of this sensation. But, you know, he doesn't write all his own stuff or that type of thing. So some of them, they get offended by that.
Yeah, like Johnny Resnick was so upset when I asked him a question about Bieber, remember, from right. Goo Goo Dolls?
He gave you a look. He was not very happy.
No. So But Rachel Platten seems so cool and down to earth. I was like, I wonder what she's going to say when I drop this on her.
Right.
Yeah. Listen. It's kind of widely accepted that Justin Bieber is probably one of the biggest lyrical geniuses of our time. Man. And I know that you've been performing Love Yourself a lot out
I do that on tour, road. Yeah.
Yeah. So what connection do you have with Justin Bieber when it comes to those lyrics?
Oh, boy.
Well, he and I are very similar. I think that's clear. Mm-hmm. Same kind of story. You know, it took us a long time to make it. We really appreciated our fame. Okay. I don't know.
You're also a YouTube sensation.
Yeah, it was super easy for me when I was 7. Right. I just like made a fart noise and everyone was like, she's brilliant. No, I think that Justin is really talented and I love that song, especially. I know Ed Sheeran wrote it, I think.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's a great song. I loved performing it.
I have to say, you did better because you didn't jump in and start yelling, but still, you rolled your eyes and stepped back. Why can't you just go with the bit?
Because she's a fantastically talented lady that's right there in front of us talking to us. It's very difficult for me to just not jump out of my skin while that's going on.
I mean, it was the look on her face when I said Justin Bieber is widely accepted as one of the greatest lyricists of our time.
I was like, oh my God. She fell back from the table.
Yeah,
you remember that?
She
fell back like a good foot or two. She was about to walk out of the building, I think.
It was so great.
That would have been hard for you to explain to all the crying little girls in the front row after that. It'd be like, I'm sorry, Rachel Platten left because I insinuated that her and Justin Bieber are the same person. Right. That's great.
If you didn't understand, her joke was that Rachel Platten, she's been trying to make it as an artist for 15 years.
Long time.
So that's why when she was saying how, like, me and Justin Bieber have so much in common, we, you know, because he's been doing this since he was 7, that was kind of like a shot to us. I mean, she handled it beautifully.
Yeah, she was great.
That's why we do jokes like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I forgot.
You forgot.
I had a lot of fun.
It
was great.
You can't just
How about the speed round? She did all right in the speed round, too.
Yeah, if you want to catch up on the whole interview, it's great, it's funny, and it's light. We can catch up on our podcast page at star999.com.